Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The Word of God from the Old Testament reading for tonight found in Proverbs 31. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This is God's Word. We got a little taste of Easter tonight. A little Easter hymn preceded by an Easter text from John chapter 20. On Monday, the church observed the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene on the 22nd of July. And there wasn't one that fell on the 24th, so I was like, we'll just do the 22nd on the 24th, and we have church. And I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to reflect on someone who is very often misunderstood by the world and especially by Christians in the church. Mary Magdalene, of course, was there, the first one to see our Lord Jesus Christ on Easter morning. Not much we know about her. There's also a lot of misinformation that is given about her as well. It's become quite common in the church to suggest that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. And Jesus had dealings with a sinful woman in Luke chapter 7 who anointed his feet and wiped them with her hair. And another woman who had been caught in adultery in John's gospel. It's been suggested that Mary was one of those women, but we don't know that. It's probably unfounded to suggest that Mary was a prostitute. We do know that Jesus had cast 7 demons out of her. So she was certainly an afflicted person. Perhaps the most dangerous thing that's said about Mary Magdalene today is there are those who claim that she was actually Jesus's wife. There was a book that, it got a bit of attention about 15 years ago called The Da Vinci Code by an author named Dan Brown. He's supposed to be a historian, but his history's, we'll just say it's pretty shaky. But he promotes this theory that Jesus, in reality, was married to Mary Magdalene. And that they had children together. But that the church covered this up in order to keep women down. It was another patriarchy, misogyny ploy by the man to try and keep women down. Well, aside from the fact that there's really no history to back that up, the sad thing that happens is when people say these things about the Bible that just aren't true, we lose a lot of the beauty in it. For example, you hear it said, Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene, and you don't read that in your Bible because, it was in all these books that, the men decided that we should keep out of the Bible. Well, no. Or that the Bible hates women. It says things like, wives, submit to your husbands. Well, it does say that, but not because the Bible hates women. The Bible actually teaches us of women who are worthy of praise. That's a high honor that, quite frankly, I don't see the Bible talk that way about husbands, and yet here in Proverbs 31, the writer of Proverbs, we don't know who wrote this last few verses of Proverbs, it's the very end of the book. An excellent wife who can find she is far more precious than jewels. Describing all the qualities that wife possesses, the writer ends up saying charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. It's ironic we should read that on the night when it's St. Mary Magdalene's feast day, because we don't believe Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene. We don't know if she was ever anyone's wife. But she certainly is a picture of this woman described in Proverbs 31. She's a woman who fears the Lord. She's a woman who proclaims Jesus' resurrection. In fact, this is the most precious quality that any wife can possess, that any woman can possess, that any person can possess. To fear the Lord and to proclaim that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Throughout this song of praise about the quote, excellent wife, she's described as one who carries out her vocation. She does what God created her to do. And by doing that, she fears the Lord. When, like Mary, she proclaims Jesus as risen from the dead, she fears the Lord. When you and I do what God has put us to do in our vocations, we fear the Lord. And when we proclaim Jesus, the one who died on the cross for our sins, rose from the grave on Easter that morning, the third day, when we proclaim these things, we also fear the Lord. So Mary Magdalene, the woman of faith, the man of faith, all of them are worthy of praise when they fear the Lord by doing what God has given them to do. Did you know that Mary Magdalene is called the apostle to the apostles? Throughout history, she's kind of garnered that title. It's a neat way to think of her. She wasn't one of the apostles as we think of them. Matthew and John and Peter and James and John and this whole host that followed Jesus and then went out and spread his word to the world. She never wrote a book. She has no writings of her own in Scripture. And yet an apostle is one who was sent. And Mary was sent by her Lord Jesus on the day of his resurrection to go. Go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. The very first Easter sermon, well, perhaps it was proclaimed by the angels, but the first human lips to speak of Jesus risen from the dead were Mary Magdalene. She proclaimed the Easter gospel to those apostles gathered and huddled in fear that their Lord Jesus was alive. That's a praiseworthy thing. That's a message worth singing even here in the heat of July, as we're probably looking more towards cooler months rather than back towards Easter. Always it's fitting to hear, proclaim, and give thanks that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That a praiseworthy woman fears the Lord and proclaims this with her mouth. A man who would be praised would do the same thing. Fear the Lord and proclaim Jesus risen from the dead. Thanks be to God, that same message that Mary Magdalene proclaimed on the very first Easter is the one we proclaim even now. That Christ has triumphed over the grave. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I was listening to a pastor speak this past week, and he made a comment that, boy, we as Christians ought to use that more. Not just in the week or two after Easter. If you read the book of Acts, and we have a reading from Acts in our readings tonight, all throughout the book of Acts, they're talking about the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. It was the most important thing to them. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead was what gave their ministry validity. They served a risen Lord. He wasn't a dead Lord still in a tomb. He lived. And because he lived, their message had life. And that's life for you and me as well. Jesus lives. He is risen. Risen indeed. Alleluia. Risen for Mary. Risen for you. Risen for me. That is a message worthy of praise. whether it's a wife who speaks it, a husband, a child, a widower or widow, a single person, a divorced person, a old person or young person, healthy or sick, whosever's lips proclaim those words, that Christ is risen. Whoever proclaims that we should fear the one who has risen from the grave, that person is worthy of praise. That person is a gift to God's kingdom. What a gift you and I have to be able to say this day and always that Christ our Lord is risen, risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.